614 here on 97.9 The Hill. Aaron Keck here with you live in 97.9 The Hill Studios, Trinzik Org Studios here at University Place. We're live and local tonight with local music, and we are especially live this evening because, as promised, we've got three special guests in the studio. Brand new album that just got released earlier this summer. 21 songs, 2 discs, and a whole bunch of artists coming together to make it possible. It's called I Am, Songs by Lynn Swisher Spears. Lynn is the songwriter and the genius behind the album. She recruited a whole bunch of different great female vocalists to come in and perform. It is a work that brought together a whole bunch of great artists and musicians, and it is out and available now. And Lynn joins us here in the studio along with Isabel Valls and Catherine Shreve, just two of the many, many great artists who came together to make this album possible. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. It's such a treat to be here. 97.7 The Hill. I have to make sure I mention that.
Yep.
Cool. And we love being in the studio. A couple other things I wanted to mention. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about some of the singers as we get into this. Mm-hmm. But wanted to make sure everybody knows John Shane produced this record and just did a fantastic job with it. Also, you saw him play at our CD release party on Sunday.
Yep.
Did a great job. And we recorded it at Good Luck Studios with FJ Ventre as a recording engineer.
Yeah. And John and FJ are just fantastic. We've had them here in the studio. They're great.
They did such wonderful work with this. And, you know, this was a kind of a nightmare because we had 21 songs, 13 female vocalists, probably 12 different musicians that all contributed to this. I'll give you the list later, but we should start off with a song.
Yeah, what are we going to hear first?
I think Brown Bill Ferry.
All right.
So Catherine Shreve is my fellow bandmate from Twang Bandits, and she sang this beautiful song for me. And so we're going to give this a shot. And we could talk a little bit about it when we get done, but it has a historical story behind it.
Awesome.
So let's do it.
Go for it.
Cross the river once again and return to the rust-colored hills of my home. Everyone I know will be there, the town folk and my kin, come to greet me at my journey's end. When the Brownville ferry brings me home again, I won't feel the river churning beneath the ferry's bow, nor hear the bosun calling out his mark. I won't sense the fading sunlight guide this ferry home as the day settles softly into dark. In my pocket is an arrowhead my sister and I found in the field behind the house where we were born. My hair will be braided with my grandma's satin ribbons, on my head a wreath of woven flax and barley corn, on my hand the ring my mother had once worn. Why did I think I had to leave this place to find myself, when all I ever found was so much less? How could I not have known my place was with these gentle people, sheltered in the warmth of their caress? They will walk me up a hillside to a patch of hallowed ground where the eagle soars high above its windswept crest. They will ask my ma and pa if they'd kindly move over to grant their firstborn child a place to rest. Among the beloved and the blessed, they will raise their voices in a song of sacred prayer, and the wind will lift that prayer up to the sky. They will sing of the life that yet lives within their hearts, beside the place where I shall forever lie. It's been 100 years or more since the ferry crossed this river. The Missouri's still a-flowing from Three Forks to Spanish Lake. We passed this way but once, knowing joy, love, and heartache, leaving only shallow ripples in our wake. Precious ripples shining in the wake.
Okay. There you have
it. Awesome. That was Lynn Swisher Spears and Catherine Shreve, Brownville Ferry. When we come back, we're going to have more about the album. We'll talk about that song and all the others and hear a lot more music after this as Live and Local returns on 97.9 The Hill. Back with more in 2 minutes. 6:23, your time. Aaron Keck here with you live and local tonight, especially live this evening because we are joined in the studio by Isabel Valls, Catherine Shreve, and Lynn Swisher Spears, whose new album, I Am, is just out, double album, in fact, with about 36 different artists, musicians, and vocalists all coming together to make it possible. Just got released earlier this summer, CD release party earlier this month. That was fantastic, and we're hearing music from it this hour. Lynn, Isabel, Catherine, again, thank you so much for being with us today. The first song was great, Brownsville Ferry.
Yeah, let me tell you a quick
story. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah. Brownville is in Nebraska, and it was actually was once the capital of the state of Nebraska before it moved to Lincoln. In the 19th century, this was a jumping off point for the Western migration, and so there was a ferry that ran across the river, and it transported settlers and all their belongings across the river, and they were headed on out to the Oklahoma territories and Kansas to make their homesteads. And so, you know, I grew up 50 miles from there, and I'd always heard stories about the ferry. I would drive by it, and I had this idea about, you know, that would make a great idea for a song, and it's about a woman's last journey back to her hometown on the ferry. But the interesting part, Catherine was reminding me, I'd never actually stopped in the town of Brownville. I'd just always driven by it. And after I'd written the song, and you know, it talks about the cemetery at the top of the hill, mm-hmm. I actually went up to the top of that hillside and
oh,
I found
nice.
That very cemetery.
Oh, that's cool.
It was like, you know, completely I had no idea I was going to find that.
What was that feeling like when you, like, you had already written the song,
the
right?
Song was so, written. Yeah. It was, in fact, we'd already recorded it. And
yeah.
I got up there and saw it. It was amazing. You know, it's one of those great Midwestern hilltops where you can look out in all directions and see 30 miles. You're looking down over the Missouri River. It's absolutely beautiful. Mm. And you feel surrounded there by generations of people who created that land. And so it was moving. I hope to get back there again this fall. And I'm going to drop them off one of these CDs. And, you know, see what they think.
Sounds good. This is the second time I've heard a story like this. We had Kamara Thomas on the air earlier, a month or two ago, and she spent 8 years, I think, working on this project called Tularosa, about the Tularosa region in New Mexico mm-hmm. and the history of it and the people. And she'd never been there. Like, she was going to go there for the first time this summer.
It's oh,
like,
really?
what must that feeling be like to like go to a place that you've written about and thought about and talked about and sung about and just kind of turned over in your mind, but to actually be there for the first time?
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful little community. It's only about 450 people, mm-hmm. and it's turned into an artist community. So there are, you know, painters and sculptors and musicians. So I'm hoping to get back there and maybe play this tune for them.
Sounds good. So tell us about the entire album, the story of it.
Oh, well, boy, that would take a long time. let's try and condense it. People who aren't looking at me but are listening to my voice probably think that I'm male, but of course I'm transgender female. Mm. The voice thing just never quite worked out. But I set out on my transition at about 6 years ago, mm-hmm. and I needed to learn about this adopted gender that I was going to assume for myself. And part of that exploration, in addition to learning how to dress and walk and everything else, was to, you know, explore what it meant to be a woman. Now, I'm never going to become a woman. I joke that I like to consider myself a member of the Women's Auxiliary, mm-hmm. in good standing. But these are 21 songs that explore what I have imagined to be the experiences and the emotions and the trials, the traumas, the joys of womanhood. And John Shane helped me wean this down. We started out with 36 songs, thank God. We got that down to 21. And then he helped me select these 13 marvelous vocalists to come in. And I'm going to read them if I could, because they all deserve a little bit of credit. Okay, so Reese Palmer, Abigail Dowd, Elizabeth Fowles, who's with us today, Susan Johnson, Julia Bow, Taz Halloween, Laura Lynn Dossett, Kirby Hurd, Ty Harmon, Penny Sandbeck, Lynn Blakey, Sally Sharding, and of course Catherine Treve, who just finished singing for us.
Right.
So we're ready to do another one if you want to.
Awesome. Yeah, go for it. What's next?
This one's called No Greater Gift. This was a poem that I actually wrote a good long while ago, and I could never come up with a melody for it. Mm. And so Isabel and I have been, you know, playing music together for years. I said one day, Isabel, what do you think? Do you think you could come up with a melody for this for me? And she did. And so it's her.
This music is how Elton John and Bernie Taupin work too, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yep. Exactly that, yes, way.
We're,
yes.
We're both cuter than them. but this is, she's created this beautiful song. And so we're going to play that for you now.
Go for it.
So, No Greater Gift.
I can't believe you found me. I've been lost for so long. You must have had to search high and low. When you put your arms around me, and at last I felt at home, I prayed you would never let me go. While this may not last forever, if it's only for one day, I won't regret you came around. 'Cause when somebody finds you, they give you back your life. There's no greater gift than being found. I remember staring at the ceiling. I couldn't move an inch. I was frozen in one place. Then you held me and loved me with such feeling. I've never known a more blessed state of grace. Someday you must leave me.
and I'm alone again, lying here with no one else around. I'll find solace in the memory of every moment spent being loved.
Awesome. That is Isabel Vowles on vocals, Lynn Swisher Spears on keyboard. No Greater Gift off the new album, I Am. When we come back, more from Lynn Isabel and Catherine Shreve, and we'll have another song for you after this on Live and Local on 97.9 The Hill. Back in a minute. 97.9 The Hill, 6:34 your time. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined tonight by three special guests, Lynn Swisher Spears, Isabel Vowles, and Catherine Shreve. Lynn's new album, I Am, is out now, a double album, actually, with 21 songs, 13 different great female vocalists all coming together to make it possible, and a whole bunch of great musicians behind it. Definitely worth checking out. We've heard a couple of songs already. We'll hear another one here in just a bit, but Lynn, again, thank you so much for being with
thank
us.
It's you,
been
Aaron.
Fantastic.
Really appreciate
yeah.
it. A couple things.
Yeah.
First of all, it was released on all the major streaming services starting last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that's looking for it there, just look. I Am Lynn Swisher Spears, and it's also listed under each of the individual artists. So if you're a
okay.
Lisa Palmer fan or a Laura Lynn Dossett fan, just put in their names and it'll come up for you. Anybody who'd like a hard copy of the record, they should just write me.
Mm-hmm.
LynnSwisherSpears@gmail.com. Send me a note, and I'll have my crack shipping department get right on it.
Is the crack shipping department you? Or
yeah,
okay,
it's me. So it might be a week or two, but I'll get them out to them.
Well, you really want to read the liner notes. You want to get the CD.
The liner notes are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's worth noting. One of the things I wanted to do was to do something for somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and other important causes. And so all the proceeds from this record, from the show that we did, are being donated to the Trevor Project,
mm-hmm.
which in support of LGBTQT youth. And actually, we raised $2,500
nice.
Last Sunday.
Nice.
So that was really sweet.
That was a really, really great show. What's been the reaction to the album, the show, like all of it in the last week plus?
Oh, they think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
We do.
You know, it's just all, you know, people are just so gracious and so loving
mm-hmm.
of me. I don't know if they like the music or if they like me or one or the other.
All of it.
You think all of it?
Yes.
I don't know. But,
you
know, there's a lot of passion went into the writing, but mostly into the music and the performance of that music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you saw that love come out when each of those singers got up there and performed that
yeah.
their songs.
Any particular songs on the album that are especially meaningful to you?
Well, I think Brutal Kangaroo, frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a...
For those who haven't listened to the album, that's the one on which you took lead vocals.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's a parody. Brutal Kangaroo is actually a code name for a secret clandestine CIA spyware suite.
Okay.
It was intended to infiltrate foreign countries' computer systems and disable them. And I thought, No, it's got to be a song about a kangaroo in the Wild West.
Right, right.
So, and we just threw that out as sort of a parody, and John talked me into singing it, and so I did. But yeah, that's a real treat.
Yeah, that sounds great. 21 songs on the album, and you said you started with 36. Was there a number 22? Is there like one song in particular that was like the last song that was cut from?
No. John cut me down to 18
okay.
early on.
Okay.
And then I said, John, we got to do one more.
Let's tack
19,
on three. All right.
We got up to 21. John said, stop it. We're done. No more. Stop. So,
anyway,
it was a great experience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the album's fantastic. Again, it's out now on streaming services. Folks want to get in touch with you for the hard copy. How can they?
Just to write me at my three names all together, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Swisher, S-W-I-S-H-E-R, Spears, S-P-E-A-R-S, at gmail.com. And I'm sure you're going to post this later. Maybe you could also put a link there.
We'll throw that in as well. Yeah, and anyone who wants the hard copy and get in touch with Lynn. And again, proceeds go to support a great cause as well. Anything upcoming that folks need to know about?
A lot of rest, you know.
Yeah. Well deserved.
It was such an emotional afternoon that you know I sort of went through the next couple of days buzzing, and then three days after that completely collapsing.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna take a week or two off. And then, you know, Twang Bandits will be playing in the fall. Fair to Midland will be out playing the Carborough Music Festival, et cetera, et cetera. So you'll see us around. And we might try to put together a mini festival sometime this fall. So there'll be some announcements about that.
Sounds good.
But we're going to wait at least a year or two before we do volume two of this piece.
So. Well, again, the album is I Am. It's out now. Let's hear one more song. What are we going to wrap up with?
This is one that I'm going to sing. Actually, on the record, Laura Lynn Dossett, beautiful, wonderful singer, does it. It's called By and By. And but she's not here today, so I'll have to do it for her. So
this is one of my favorites off the album, by the way.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't think about the bitter cold that's burning your cheek, or the icy wind that's turned your skin bone dry. There's nothing you can do when winter's reached its peak. You will get used to it by and by. Think about your sorrows when your world falls apart. You couldn't change it even if you tried. Don't worry about the numbness that's crept into your heart. You will get used to it by and by. Nothing much as we might pray. Just become accustomed to the trials put in our way. You wake up one morning not feeling any pain or the emptiness that used to make you sigh. Think something's different, but nothing's really changed. You just got used to it by and by. You just got used to it by and by.
The album is I Am. It's out now. 13 different great vocalists, a bunch of amazing musicians behind it. Lynn Swisher Spears, the artist in the center of all of it. Thank you so much for being with us. And thanks to Isabel Valls and Catherine Tree for being here as well. That was fantastic, guys. Thank you so much.
So appreciate it.